special today is the Good family.
Happy Father's Day, all you fathers out there.
And you too, Marv.
When I think of Father's Day, I think of my father, of course, and my mother's father. When we were children, we would go visit, and invariably, my grandfather would mention the fact that when Mom and Dad were dating, Dad missed a jog in the road and ran in the ditch. And my father would get red in the face. You know, he wouldn't say anything. He'd get red in the face, and we knew he didn't appreciate that. And we'd kind of just sit back and kind of snicker to ourselves. We didn't dare laugh out loud. But it's always good to think back about times like that, or times that you had, basically for us older people. But today I'm going to read a tribute to fathers on Father's Day by Norman Lawrence. On this Father's Day, I offer these words of tribute to fathers. For the young son, Dad stands for what he wants to be in life when he grows up. He watches with his eyes and ears and records how Dad lives, whether it be at home, on the job, or in the time that the family spends together in recreation. This recording takes place on a daily basis in his life, as one day he will become a dad himself. For the young daughter, Dad is her knight in shining armor, and the responsibility to protect her, yet tender enough to shower her with his unconditional love when she needs to know he's there. For her, Dad remains Daddy through the turbulent years of teenage trials. Then, with a falling tear and a trembling lips, she kisses Daddy on the cheek on her wedding, in hopes she is marrying someone who will love and protect her, just like Daddy did. Some dads have become the leaders of their families without godly example in their home as they grew up, yet have determined in their own hearts to start a legacy of love so their own children will have a good example to follow. Like Joshua of old challenged the people in Joshua 24:15, he states these words, then does all he can to live up to the commitment. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. The godly father recognizes his own shortcomings and failures from time to time as he shepherds his family, and will be humble enough to draw upon the strength of his heavenly Father for help and guidance. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. The godly Father is not ashamed to admit to times of weakness and insufficiency, and yes, even shed a tear or two at times as he faces the challenge of life and leadership of his family. He looks forward to looking up to God and confessing he needs to be the one who is all-sufficient and all-knowing. I applaud you, dads, as you sacrifice for your family in so many ways, yet also encourage you to give your most valuable asset to your children, as much as is possible, which of course is your own time. Those special times of playing catch in the backyard will provide some wear and tear for the lawn, yet will grow a great relationship. Those early mornings of fishing together may not yield much for the dinner table, but the conversations while fishing will be quite a catch for both dad and child. Taking time to date your daughter will provide her an example of what to look for in manners and actions when she begins to date herself. There is a statement that says, time is of the essence. And this is indeed the case when dads and kids interact. Thank you for working, planning, caring, disciplining, teaching, and yes, learning about being the best dad you can possibly be in a world that says can't. Thanks for saying can too. Most of all, thanks for being dad and trusting your Heavenly Father to guide you in the journey. Ruth, I think you have.
This is just a little thing for the you older fathers. Grant me the senility to forgive the people I never liked anyway, the good fortune to run into the ones that I do, and the eyesight to tell the
treasure, my heart.